under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
I'm going to be in a play.
What play?
Alice in Wonderland.
Watch Will Be Alice.
I am the postman. deaf, blind, and armless. This challenge is called.
Do the bread.
Get the other bread.
Hello and welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast, season 5, episode 4.
No!
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode.
Hello.
I'm buzzing.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm loving your fit. I walk in to the studio this morning. Evie gets me from downstairs. No, this morning, this afternoon. And I walk up and I come into the room. And Evie's like, Will's in a costume, by the way. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, what's he wearing? And I come in. He's got a police hat and a high-vis jacket on.
Yeah.
Not the cleanest thing.
Not the cleanest, no.
Sorry, I swear I saw a mark on the other side.
Well, there was a bit of mud on this earlier, but it's fine. This is, I thought I'd go quite Policeman Sam. No, that's Postman Sam.
No, it's...
It's Fireman Sam, isn't it?
Yes!
I'm losing it!
We're 1 minute, 10 seconds in and we're already gone.
Well, you guys are.
Sorry.
I'm just that clever, you know.
Fireman Sam, Postman Pat.
Yes, the British goats.
Yes.
But no, I am just, I'm policeman.
There is a policeman in Ballamore.
Sorry?
Shut up.
Wait, I think I know what you're talking about.
Ballamore.
The Scottish lady.
Did you know they're making a reboot of that? My brother texted me the other day. They're bringing it back. We're going to...
They've got such a good relationship. They don't talk. They text each other.
He's in Durham. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's not a schmuck.
No.
But I hate this ginger girl, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the one with the skipping rope.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
No, really. Fair enough.
It was just when it was on, I was like, really.
But you never sought out to watch it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, I'm trying to think of who you're talking about.
You know it. It's like all the different coloured houses, and then all the people have like.
I think I'm thinking
jobs.
Of a different ginger Scottish girl.
You're thinking of Katie Morag.
That's
oh,
it.
I'm thinking of Katie Morag.
I really hated her.
I hated Katie Morag as well. My mum loved. I have every single Katie Morag book because my mum was
we
determined I would
we
like
book,
her. But I never liked her.
Of course, there was books, wasn't
yeah.
there? Yes. Yeah, I was about to say, remember the Ballamore book, but no.
No.
Katie
you're
Morag.
I'll show you Ballamore.
How do you say it? Was it animated?
No, it was like a real life.
I think it was a
life
thing
then.
But Morag was.
Morag was also real life.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of this other show that my friend showed me from her childhood that had coloured houses, but it was animated.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Maybe Bluey. I've never watched that.
Don't know what Bluey is.
That's what the kids watch these days.
Yeah, I don't think that would be.
Apparently.
That's quite recent, isn't it?
It's about dogs, I think.
Yeah, it's about this. I think Bluey's a girl as well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like these.
Interesting.
Dogs, you know, their parent dogs, I don't know.
Mm, charming. That's what the kids watch these days. Didn't get that back in our day.
No, we didn't. We had better content.
Oh, yeah.
Just Dumble.
Oh, yes.
No, that was... He's a
I hated him.
Oh, is he actually?
I'm getting none of that.
Okay.
I'm smiling too much.
Look at me. No,
what?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Mr. Tumble!
I used to love Mr. Tumble!
The word he is saying begins with P and ends with O. Work it out yourself. We can't say it. It might get taken down, but what?
Yeah.
Since when?
The scandal of
There's
Mr. Tumble.
Scandal?
Why don't I know this?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know this.
Happened?
I don't know. A while back now.
I know.
We're going to research in between episodes and
can I
we'll, come back
can I
we'll come back to you about the scandal.
The scandal of Mr. Tumble.
Yeah. Is he the one that does the sign language as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a red nose.
Yeah.
And he had his house. There was a house. He had a program of his house.
He had a lot of spin-offs.
Yeah, he had a lot.
I swear he did another series where he wasn't Mr. Tumble.
Then
yeah, there
was like
another
his
one.
Alter ego,
yeah.
Normal Tumble.
Yeah. Where he like visited K kids. Oh, that makes sense now. Yeah. Oh, it's all adding up.
Yes, it is. Remember in the night garden?
Yes.
Piggle Piggle.
The twippity whippities. No,
the twiddly woos.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the guys in the little, house. Chickens in a boat house.
They weren't bloody chickens, mate. They were little people.
Yeah.
I thought they were chickens.
People.
They had weird like things on their heads.
Little men.
Yeah, little men in the like in the blue and red houses.
Who does it remember? Did you watch Morph?
No.
Will definitely watched it. I don't think he didn't remember it. It was like think clay people.
I remember Morph.
Morph. Like, Morph. Yeah. Everyone knows Morph. Like
they're
like, boom.
Yeah, there's this guy going, Morph has a box. He has a pet brush.
They're on space, in space, aren't they?
No, you're thinking of the Clankers.
No, I'm thinking of the Clankers. Clankers.
No, I was talking about they live. Where do they live? They live in this person's house where they were like recently.
Are you talking about the stop motion thing?
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob
SquarePants! I couldn't help myself.
Pardon?
There's like loads of them. There's like more. There was the white one. It was like really mean.
Yeah, the stop motion. You know it. It's made by the same people as Wallace and Gromit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We studied it in year 7 in English.
Yes, we did it.
Yeah,
I did it
with
Lego.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
guys
did
a
lot of stuff that I did in primary school and secondary school. I just heard that.
Mrs. Forrest.
I did stop motion in year 3.
I'm just going to say.
Oh, we made sandwiches in year 3. In DT, I distinctly remember this. Mine was very.
Salmon sandwiches.
Salmon? Mine was ham and lettuce.
I got salmon because I thought it would be cool. Different.
Of course
I remember
you did.
I remember doing that.
You just sat there and you sat down like, I'm gonna do salmon.
Yeah, and I was like, I never had it before.
It's
but
not
I,
very nice.
I like salmon, very nice. But back then, I think it was a bit like.
I've got another childhood show that's staring at us. Ninjago for Will.
I never watched Ninjago.
Yes,
but you have it.
Yeah,
were we in the same group? I don't think we were in the same
no,
group.
I don't
oh, I love
think
that.
We were in the same group. There was like a whole.
It looks
eaten.
That's very good. Show the camera.
Oh gosh, sorry.
Yeah, we're just like showing it to me and Jai. I'm like, yeah.
How do you still have that? 8, 9, 10.
Back
that was like 4 years ago.
2022. This is.
That's crazy.
I would have this as well.
DJ Pips.
Sorry, DJ Pips. Yeah, so that was my stop motion. That was quite cool. I remember that very, very strongly.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And there was the Pinky Ponk in.
Oh, yes. Check out earlier episodes of Soup for us talking about the Pinky
yes.
Ponk.
There was like, you know how we have like a cut between each part? It was like us going.
Oh,
Pinky Ponk.
Wait, should we recreate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pink Ponk, Pinky Ponk. Pinky Ponk. Bonk, pink, pinky, bonk.
I couldn't do that without laughing.
No,
That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's the shows we grew up, programs we
yeah,
grew up with.
Yeah, not American.
No. I make a standpoint on
shows.
I'm trying to think of any others, but there was just...
Bob the Builder.
I was talking to Evie. Well, I didn't watch Bob the Builder.
I didn't like it.
I know. I didn't like him.
It.
I just knew it existed.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I remember watching that on Holiday Club.
I'm coming to get you.
I don't remember that.
Maybe that's what we do for Halloween. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's what I was talking about. I said that like four times.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not being Simon.
Yeah.
Should we actually?
Let's do that.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, who's Alvin
okay,
and
I
who's
think
Simon?
I think
and
we
who's
should
who's
be Simon because he's
a Simon. Oh, bugger off!
I think you should be Alvin. Oh.
He's the smartest out of all of us. And he is. Are you doing science or A levels?
Hmm? Yeah, he is.
Simon.
But he has the swagger of Alvin, I must say.
I just do not want to be Theodore. That's the
I want to be Theodore.
I love Theodore.
Do you want to be that?
Because he's
disgusting.
My favourite. Little green, little.
I hated him.
Okay, should we allocate who? I'll be Theodore.
Yeah.
Alvin or Simon?
Wait,
hang on, isn't that whole thing about their heights, actually, now I think about
well,
it?
Who is the toilet?
I'm not
oh my gosh.
Being that right.
No, I'm not being
Theodore.
No, that would make me Simon.
No, you'd be Alvin, because Will's taller than you.
I don't know about that. I don't know, Jemima's quite tall.
Should we have a measure?
Stand up.
Right now.
No, yeah. I'll
we've not even done our weeks yet. We're 9 minutes in and not even done our weeks. We're going off script again.
It's bugger this. Fine. Bugger the weeks.
Will. Right. I can't see you stand right next to me.
Into your mic. So
I really, I can't see it at all because you guys are like right next to me.
Okay, huh. It's time.
Right, okay.
Come over here.
You've got to be in camera, right?
Yeah, it's definitely Will. I'm sorry. Oh, come on. It's definitely Will.
Surely right?
Hold on. Let me just show you where Will is on your head. That's where Jemima is on you, Will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, I sat on my phone.
Who's the tallest?
Who's tallest? Right, no, Google quickly.
Simon's the tallest.
Guys, I'm really excited to.
Hi, Aldous. We're going to Simon, Alvin, Theodore.
For the Halloween special, guys, we're dressing up as Alvin and the Chipmunks. we're going to need to make good costumes, though.
Make them?
Well, how else are we going to get the letters?
You can just buy it.
Can you buy it?
You can buy a chipmunk shirt.
Okay, let's do that.
Oh, I've got a better idea for us.
What?
Because, you know, we're talking about putting Will in the skirt.
We were talking about putting Will in the miniskirt.
We could be being Jeanette and fucking
we could be the girl
Brittany.
You know that girlfriend, basically. Like
no. Oh, on the zip wire.
The purple, pink, and the other green one. Yeah.
They've called him Simon Seville here after David Seville.
Wait, so who's taller?
Simon is taller.
So you're Simon. Oh, but I don't really give Alvin. I don't give Alvin.
Very quickly, if you're thinking about the show. Will would be David Seville.
I'm not being David
you
Seville.
You would be Simon. I'd be Alvin because of height order.
Get rid of Theodore. Don't get rid of Theodore.
Yeah,
you should
no
be Theodore. I think you are very Theodore.
Should I just be Theodore?
You should just be Theodore.
Yeah.
Theodore, Simon, Alvin.
Yeah.
Let's shake on it. Let's shake on it.
I'm not smart.
Hey, come on, Evie. Shake on it.
Shake on it.
Hey,
shake
I don't
on it.
Want to Simon.
Come on.
Shake
you
on it. Damn sake.
We're still shaking. He's got sweaty hands, so please save me.
I'll do a double sweat if you want. Shake
Help.
The damn hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
I was trying to be polite and not like see like because I have got sweaty hands. I'd be like, yeah. Oh,
that's horrendous.
Sorry.
Sorry. I thought I should let you feel well.
I think it's just healthy sweating from the
not
glands.
Not that much.
No. Okay.
Some disease. Salmonella or something.
Oh god, what?
Is that from when you ate salmon?
Ouch. Oh, that's I get it. Well, we're kind of off track, but
weeks.
How's everyone's weeks been?
Brilliant question.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
I'm whipping out the notes.
That page turn then, I felt so intimidated. That like. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Who's going first?
My week.
Evie's going first.
Damn it.
How are you?
I didn't even have a very big week. I stayed at home. I was ill.
Oh.
Ill?
Do anything? All week. All week. From Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday.
So did you watch anything? Did you eat anything nice?
I was ill. I wasn't really allowed at my room.
Did you
wow.
eat any?
Isolation.
Eat any yogurt? It was quite nice. You're ill.
No, that's disgusting when you're ill. It's so sickly.
When you're ill, we always used to have non-buttered toast.
No,
or was it just butter?
No, toast when you had just non-buttered toast when you had like a sickness or norovirus.
Oh,
because
non-butter, just eating toast was just I found.
I just don't really eat when I'm ill. Can't lie, it's really bad. But I can't get anything down me when I'm ill.
But that was when we were sick because the butter would make us throw up even more. Because of the things
I think I went against that rule sometimes.
Well, you had the most sickly thing ever. Butter on digestive biscuits.
That sounds lovely.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I want to try that.
My granddad has that.
Salted.
Proper retro, that.
That sounds really nice.
It is
salted butter on
yeah.
a biscuit.
Bit of sweet and salty. Ooh.
Exactly.
You're
it
disgusting.
Hits the spot.
Well, you used to make me eat it, and I would throw up afterwards. It was really bad.
I didn't know this.
Happened. You would also make me drink milk at the same time.
Oh, yeah, milk is nasty. I can't just...
I'm
lactose
as well. I'm lactose free as well. Yeah. And he would make me drink a glass of milk and have those disgusting biscuits.
Oh.
What?
The iPhone storage is gone.
Joke.
Just delete all your other videos.
Delete that bloody stop motion that you have for no reason. Just put your other phone on record.
No, that is actually my... Hang on. How long do we get?
What is he like?
We got 13 minutes.
So you ate nothing all week?
Well, no, I had like toast and I had like pasta for tea.
Oh, pasta, yeah. A bit of cheese. Oh, no, you can't eat cheese.
I can eat cheese. No, I used to eat very often. I'm not very much anymore.
Oh,
it's more about drinking milk. I can't do, but like I have loads of cheese on myself.
Love that.
Cheese is the best.
Cheese is very nice, isn't it?
Feta cheese.
Oh, I like a bit of feta. Yeah. I can eat feta.
I don't like very mature cheddar. I don't like very mature cheddar though. It's too strong.
I've not ate cheese in a while. I couldn't tell you.
Weak mature is nice, but like.
All talking about food, retro food, rocket salad. The rocket. From
no.
I used to hate it. I love it now.
I know what
great.
Used to do.
I used to. My mum used to give us this and say it's very good for you, full of iron.
It's true.
I used to hide it behind the tumble dryer. And my mum, many years later,
you just slid it down the back.
And many moons later, she said to me that I found all the rocket that you've been hiding there for years and years.
We broke, after the tumble dryer broke.
Tumble dryer broke, and it just sat there.
Was there like a clump of it?
Think of it this way, Will. I think my tumble dryer broke.
What, a year ago now?
Broke quite recently. Yeah, we only had it for around a year, so.
It's probably been there
2022, I think we got it around that time.
Yeah, so it's probably been, the rocket's been sat there for
5 years?
5, 7 years, 6.
Ew.
It's been there a while. Rotting. I just didn't want it.
Don't make a 6, 7.
I don't like rocket.
Whoa.
I just heard that. I've heard enough of that recently.
It's been permanent in my brain now because of people. Anyway, but rocket is disgusting. It burns your mouth.
I couldn't just eat rocket on its own, but in a salad, I can have it. Like with other leaves, but not just like, I couldn't just eat rocket. You get me?
Who doesn't have like a bowl of rocket?
Oh, my nanny does.
Not me, but
she eats
would.
From the pack. She's just like,
fair enough. Yeah, that's good.
It's not nice.
It's a nice change. Nice change of pace. Anything else, Evie, to report? Any hot goss? Hot goss.
Ooh, I like that.
Lovely, Will. I think the most.
The face you can't see this camera. Will's going.
Sorry.
The way you're turning your thing, you look like a little schoolgirl, like, oh, I think he likes
Hey,
that.
Dylan. Wanna go out?
That's so awful. Apologise.
Sorry.
Say sorry now. To me and Jemima, not just
sorry,
the audience.
Both of you. Everybody.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Also, you know you're saying before the podcast how he tried to make you date him?
No, let's clear that up. Will didn't try to make me date him. We're talking about, I don't know if we can say this, can we?
No, we have to use his second. He has a second name. It will have to be Hugh Phillips.
Hugh Allison. Everyone's so confused. Sorry.
Hugh Phillips.
Hugh Phillips. Will, back in the day, tried to get me to have a bit of romance with you.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. I said absolutely not over my dead body.
And at the time, I didn't know Hugh was such a bad person. Well, wheel it in. He wasn't such a bad person, but I didn't know he had his...
creepy tendencies.
Yes.
Hold on, what tendencies?
Oh, we can't disclaim this.
Can you tell me after?
Not in the best of detail.
Not in a graphic way, and especially... Yeah. We can tell you briefly. There's only so much you're... pretty young ears can hear, Evie.
Yes.
Yeah.
At this time, when we were in year 8, was just a... Oh.
Oh, no!
You've just gone and done it.
Wait, can I ask you a question, though? What's wrong with saying his name if he was already on the podcast before?
You won't want to know, though.
Because...
He died like a man.
Yeah.
He didn't die...
As a creep. We're not before this gets.
He's a creep.
We love you.
I love.
I really respect this person.
That's a strong. We like him.
We like.
He's definitely. There's worse people out there.
Good friend.
Good
friend of ours.
Good pal.
Man. Good person to know.
Yes.
So we've covered that. We've done it.
Yeah. Moving on. Jemima, how was your week?
My week. Well, it's been an adventure. I went to Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, yes.
I told you about this. Yeah, you liked my story, which I was surprised because you told me your blatant disregard for Lewis Capaldi.
I didn't like both.
Oh, okay.
Pardon? What day did you go?
I got none of that.
Yeah.
I I'm well, sorry.
Not you, just well. and I hope you don't mind if I ask, but what day did you go?
I went on Saturday last week.
Because I think a girl I know went to the same show as you.
Shut up.
Because she put it on her status and it was like, I'm going to see Lewis Capaldi, and she showed videos of it as well.
Oh my gosh. I saw a young girl in the crowd. Imagine it was her. She brunette.
No, she's blonde.
Oh, wasn't
she
her.
She was sat like left to the stage.
Oh, I was standing up.
You wouldn't have seen her standing up because most venues.
You were saying the other week that was your Oasis was your first major concert, and then since then you've already gone to your second major concert, right?
It was Capaldi.
That's crazy. You're racking them up.
I know. It's crazy. I'm getting there, but I've got none booked in now.
Concerts are the best though. Concerts.
I prefer a bit of classical music.
No, concerts.
The Proms.
Yeah, I love a bit of the Proms. We should do the Proms sometime.
We really should.
That would be very classy.
That would be great. Nice dinner jacket. James Bond.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Didn't they do Bohemian Rhapsody?
They did. I tried to get tickets, but we didn't manage to get them.
No.
I was a young boy from a young family.
La, 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 la. I don't.
That was good.
Yeah. I used to think that the name of that song was Queen. Because I remember whenever I'd ask what song is, you and Mother would always go like, it's Queen, it's Queen. And
yeah, it's Queen.
Yeah, and I thought the song was Queen.
Oh.
Because that's what you would tell me. You would tell me the song was Queen.
You would lie to you.
I wasn't educated back then, I was just a schmuck.
He was a schmuck. I knew him.
What a schmuck.
Yes.
Anyway, Lewis Capaldi was fab.
Was it?
It was very nice. Some very good vibes, can't lie.
Really? Who did you go with?
My auntie.
Ah.
It was very nice. We went to Pizza Express beforehand. We were gonna go to Zizzy's and I was gonna get a Caesar salad, but
you would have been a stupid person to go there.
I like a bit of a Caesar salad though. Anyway, we went to Pizza Express. So that's very nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And I made an exciting purchase.
Ooh, I like these little bits.
£5 from Home Bargains. I was going in there as a casual person to get some cat food. Because Tesco's were sold out, so I had to go in there. Yeah. So I went in. This is me going in. And I stumbled across and I was like, oh my gosh, like that. The nicest looking cinnamon candle. Cinnamon bun. No, hold me. You know those autumn cinnamon buns?
Yes.
It's a candle. It smells like one of those. And.
I'm so happy about this.
Oh my gosh.
You're like a kid at Christmas.
Wow.
On the front of it, it's like a recipe as if they had cooked it. This has made my life. And it was only £5. And it literally, come on, enthusiasm.
So for autumn, you're going to be putting...
Yes! Yes! And on the top of it, there's a stamp that says Cinnamon Bun Cafe. Shut up!
You say cinnamon bun, and I think about the Sanrio character.
Who?
You know that, like...
Oh, Hello Kitty.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Cinnamon bun, I think that. Anyway, what were you saying? Why are we pointing at me?
Because you've got to understand how fun and cutesy that is.
I can't believe you ripped off the poor candle in the corner.
Yeah, but...
The goated candle.
I love
him. He's over there.
He's still there. Why would you rip him off like that? He's been replaced just like that.
By cinnamon.
I'm glad to replace
him. Oh, come on.
I got him there.
Your mum, now you. Sending him away.
I'll gosh. Have him.
You take him. I don't want him. He's up for adoption. He's gone.
You sound so kind. Wow.
I don't want him. But I've got my new child. My cinnamon bun candle.
I'm pleased.
Thank you.
Because I'm so happy about this. When I was in the shop with my dad, he was like,
"Is it okay?
Great."
Oh dear.
Why are you guys looking at me?
I don't know, I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah.
Anything else? Yes.
Oh.
There's been a crazy storm the past few days.
Oh, there has. Right.
Has there?
Yeah.
It's been rattling my windows when I'm trying to go to sleep. Like,
did they fall off? Did they fly away?
I do like the rain and the storm and it lights and the wind.
I
helps
like
you go
it.
To sleep.
Makes me unsettled.
Well, your rainforest sounds. Do you go to sleep with your rainforest sounds still?
I thought I go to sleep with whale sounds.
Do you see what I mean? I told you she said that you fell asleep.
Yes, this bloody conversation. I don't listen to noises like that anymore. I
don't believe you.
Okay, Waze will get to sleep. Podcast.
downstairs just to do a really traumatic sneeze. Bless.
That is so much crazy. A kid in my class, his sneeze, he screams when he sneezes. It's like he go up there going, and they like bit like louder. So in the middle of class, be silent. We're all doing our work, and suddenly we're hearing in the middle of class.
Oh, I was prepared for that.
I was not.
Anyway, I get yes, music tracks, so personal soundtracks. Brandy and hot water, always.
I thought you were talking about Brandy Melville.
Mm-mm, no, Brandy. Not
Brandy Melville.
Brad Pitt.
It's really nice. And that's it. I don't... All fan noise. Fans.
I quite like a fan. I get you. A ticking clock?
Hold on.
No, not really. Will, I mean, it's nice, but...
It's lovely.
In the middle of winter, Will would have our fan on at full blast. So he'd have a chair and he'd put it next to his bed. And on full blast, it's like middle of winter, like snowing outside. He had the fan on.
What?
Blast. And I... Because we shared a room.
Mm.
I would be freezing cold.
Yeah.
I'd be up on the bunk, like, oh my god, I'm so cold. I'd be like, well, he would be fast. He would be fast asleep as well.
He's a deep sleeper.
Just sat there, like,
oh, yeah, there.
And then I would be like, so cold.
But she was a good civilian, she wouldn't go and turn it off.
No, I wouldn't.
That is good. I would have just gone off the bunk and turned it off myself.
She's a very good girl. A very good sister.
That sounds so weird, then. She's a very good girl. No.
You make it weird. I didn't know we had a strange, dirty-minded person. Yeah?
Eve, remind us of your age.
Yes.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
It sure sounded like that.
Yeah.
No. Why would I mean it like that?
Yeah, why would she mean it like that? Maybe you're the one that made it like that. Well,
what? You looked at me first! Yes, yes, yes.
What are you, a good girl? The dog!
Yeah, but that's a dog.
It's a
good girl.
sorry. Only the OGs would know this.
Oh my god.
I'm not. I've
no.
He's weird. Explained an awful lot to me in my time.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how I get to sleep. Not bloody... Or whatever you are on
whale
about.
Noises.
Whale noises, not anymore.
Rainforest, so.
No, not anymore. Is that it?
That's it.
Ah, okay. My week.
Unproductive.
A lot to talk about.
Yay.
Right, so I had work today again. I'll first bring this up.
Oh, yeah.
It's fresh in the mind.
Did you sell cinnamon buns?
No, we didn't. it was chaotic today. One of the worst day I've had.
Bad customers.
Yes. So we were so busy at breakfast time, funnily enough, end of breakfast time, that we just couldn't serve everybody. Even though we had loads of staff, the kitchen was a bit empty. We had one chef on.
Well, that was probably the problem.
Yes. Everyone got stressed in the end. I remained cool and calm.
Oh, well done.
And all the angry customers were like, oh, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Aww.
And we had to go to the manager, so I was fine.
Oh, that's good.
But there was this gay couple that absolutely went berserk because they waited ages for their food. It's none of their fault at all.
Yeah.
They weren't just being picky. But then when they got their food, they were like, no, I'm loving this. And they just left their food. They
after
left their
that?
Food there and they didn't pay for it.
What?
That's...
I thought you pre-pay.
No. Well, it could be, but we didn't have...
No, they didn't eat it.
But like, you've put all the effort into cooking it. You can't give it to someone else then, can't you? Isn't
no,
that like
no,
thing?
We can't do that. No.
Yeah, but they didn't eat it. It's about, isn't it about, if you touch the food, you've got to pay for it.
So they like ordered it.
They like did eat a bit. They ate bits.
Oh,
that's
then
awful.
They
got
like
pay.
Maybe two or three bites.
Then you got to pay. I thought you meant they looked at it and was like, nah.
I don't like that.
No, I didn't really like that, but I wasn't getting attacked.
No, you just got to be people like here's your latte.
Yeah, exactly. There was another elderly couple. I sat down and
oh, lovely.
They left.
Oh.
They did. They ordered, and then they left. But they didn't pay for their Americano and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was another couple at the back. They didn't get their stuff. They left.
So it was quite an eventful day.
It was an eventful day. And there were just multiple complaints just because food was slow. Anyway, it cleaned up in the afternoon. It was much better then. But
oh,
It was chaotic. So, and I'm knackered because I read it in the podcast late as well, which added extra strain.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. I've made a bold move.
Slamming the phone down.
My bold move is, so you know how... how am I going to break this?
I have a feeling what you're going to say, and I don't want you to say it, but I'm just going to...
Say it.
No, say it. Because if it's not that, I shouldn't reveal it on the podcast.
Go on then, Will.
And I can't. So you're just going to...
Say it! No, hint at it.
You're not going to want me to hint at it if it's not
that. Hint at it. Just like, give me the eye.
Okay.
No, that's not helping.
You want me to give the eyes? Okay, let's think. You know, about last year now, you gave me that clue trail.
What?
Over Snapchat, you would send me some clues linked to this. Yeah?
I have a feeling we might have forgotten about that.
No, he's remembered, trust me. It's not about that.
That reminds me.
Told you.
No, I'll bring that up another day.
But it's not about that.
It's not about
that. Okay.
It's about a production. I'm going to be in a play. I've decided
to
take half Jemima's footsteps and get in a play.
What play?
Alice in Wonderland is what... Come on! A school play?
Okay. Mad Hatter?
The White Rabbit?
Oh, have you been cast?
I have
been. Oh, this is exciting!
Is it the cat?
Wait, so this is with school?
I'm coming to watch. Make your predictions, who I've got.
I kind of feel like I know who you are. You're the centipede.
Okay. The one that's moves.
Yeah. With the glasses.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you're either like the cat or one like it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum, isn't it?
Oh, I can see you being a Tweedledee. Oh,
interesting.
No, I think it'd be Tweedledum.
Watch Will be Alice.
I am the postman.
I'm sorry, who?
When the heck is there a postman? Do you have the script?
Maybe, I don't know. I probably can't. I don't have time to bring it up now.
No,
with
it's
Miss, Miss
postman in Alice in Wonderland.
Curly hair lady has put it all on there.
I'm quite excited that you're going to be in a play, though.
Thank you.
I'm going to come watch.
It's my final year that I have a chance at doing it. Next year, we'll be wrapped up with A-levels, and I'm not that...
That's really... Don't pull out. Please don't pull out.
I'm tempted to pull out. Because I want to also do gold D of E.
You didn't do silver?
No, I know. You can still do gold.
Can you?
Yeah. You just have to do an extra 6 months of volunteering.
I've just been... As you told me, the postman, I looked down there, and I saw something. And I don't know what it is.
Wait,
I'm really
you saw
tempted.
My item. Sorry.
Is that your freaking item?
Yeah.
You fuck.
It's under...
What are you doing?
I had to put it down when I went to the other room. I'll give it to Will then. Because Will doesn't...
But you know what I've got, Will. You're going to have to find another item.
Yeah.
It's fine. We've got a whole house where you can find an item.
Yeah, loads of stuff, yeah.
What is it? Can I just ask? Is it a Labubu?
Yeah. I told you he wouldn't know it.
Furry man.
It's not furry, though.
You've seen these.
Though.
You've seen these. That's what all the kids have these
days.
This
is what I got from my holiday.
Whoa!
I was
going to
make you guess that.
Labubu.
Like, they're really ugly little furry men.
Yeah, they're like, they're based off devils.
Oh, I did not know.
Yes, they're meant to be devils. Don't. That is mine. I got that from Bournemouth out of an arcade machine.
Well, talking of our mystery thingies, should we?
Should we cut it here?
Should we get onto that now? I'm kind of...
Yes. We'll see you in the next
segment.
See you
guys soon.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the next part.
Hello.
Yes? Hello?
Hello.
Say hello.
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 Yeah, right. So, this is the... What's the challenge called?
Deaf, blind, and...
I can't hear you.
And usually mute, but Will's just not going to be able to use his hands.
Deaf, blind, and armless, this challenge is called... Hello, everybody. I'm armless. Jemima is deaf. She's got headphones on.
Yeah, she died.
Evie is blind. She's got a Simpsons Christmas jumper on, wrapped around her, so she can't see anything.
Because you've got to hit the blindfold.
So what we're doing in this challenge, basically, is we're going to make a sandwich while one of us is deaf, one of us is blind, and the other one cannot use his hands. So we're going to get straight into the challenge. Into the challenge. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, right. Okay. Don't hit the mic. There you go. Right, okay. So first of all, with a sandwich, Evie, that's a knife. Put that down. That's very sharp. I will use my hands for recording, of course, though. Okay, right, Evie, get the butter. Open the ham. Open the ham.
I can't hear you, idiot.
Open the... I can't
hear you. Oh!
Open.
Yes. Right, okay, so there's our bread, our courgette thing. Butter.
I need bread to butter the bread.
The bread's here.
It smells strong.
Yes, strong. Right, okay, so Evie, you need to feel for the bread. It's on the far left. There you go. Right, get one piece and butter that. Okay, Jemima, yeah, that's a good knife. Now, Jemima, we need you. Yes, Jemima, I can't use my hands.
The ham.
Ham. So, Evie is buttering the bread currently. Jemima's get ham ready. Get ham ready.
I'm gonna get the ham out.
You're using... you're not holding the knife correctly. You could have done this on the fucking... Look at the desk!
I can't see. I'm gonna let Jemima take it.
Okay, Jemima... Move bread onto tray. That over
I
there.
I can't hear you, dingbat. I'm going to put the ham on.
Oh, fucking. Ah. Right, no, we're not buttered
yet. Get the bread.
We're not buttered yet. Evie, pick the ham up.
Do the bread.
Pick the ham up.
She can't see what you're
do
saying.
Do the bread. Get no, the no. other bread.
Pick the ham up. Pick the ham back up.
I can't hear you, how stupid are
I
you?
Can't hear
I can tell you're shouting, but I can't.
Shut up!
Do your hands! Hands!
Shut
you
up!
Use your hands!
Jemima!
Why can't someone else just do it? I don't know what you're saying!
Jemima, pick!
We'll do it! Whatever you're saying!
I don't have any hands!
Shut up! Jemima!
Evie, she cannot see your mouth!
I know!
She cannot hear you! You're useless!
Jemima, pick up! The ham.
Well, you could have done that. You could have, if you weren't saying pick up the ham, why didn't you just pick up the ham?
Are you kidding me? Right, keep the ham. Keep buttering.
What am I doing with the bloody ham?
Hold the ham.
Hold it?
Yeah.
See what I got through to her?
That bloody ham!
That's so much.
Okay, put that back. Right, spread what's on there. Right, okay. Jemima, ham on.
Ham on the bed.
What? Okay.
Right, ham's on there. Right, let's have a second piece. No, no.
Two.
Cheese.
We'll get the cheese.
Me?
Out of your mouth.
With my mouth.
Well, use your elbows.
I'll, my hands will be better. My mouth. Thank you.
That smell
was very... What do I do now? Okay, right, open the bag.
I can hear you, Will.
And do it gently. Do it gently. There, and make sure you just get just a little bit. No. No, you've missed the bread entirely. Okay, just another sprinkle. Feel first. Feel. Yep, there you go. There you go. That'll be enough. Put the cheese back. Okay. Right. Now, courgette.
Cucumber.
No, you can use your hands here. Yeah, Evie, cucumber. Jemima.
Oh, we're doing the cucumber.
Yeah.
Don't
Jemima.
Stab yourself.
Yeah, no. Don't do it in the air. On here. On the...
Mama can do it.
That's smart. Yes, yes. Do it there.
Hold.
What?
Hold for a sec. Oh, you can't.
Oh! That is a danger. You cannot hold it. Right, we need to cut it. Cut it. Cut it on there. Cut it on the tray.
On here.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. Evie, get the ketchup. Woo! Woo! Be careful! Blimey heck! Ketchup. Okay, hold it. Don't do anything with it yet. Right, that'll do. Yeah. I'm gone. Okay, fine.
I put on the cucumber.
Am I putting on the ketchup?
Hold. Okay, Jemima, carry on putting on the courgette. Oh,
cucumber.
Evie, point at the bread. Yeah, no, she's got it. She's got it. Okay, ketchup on. Right, be careful, Evie. You have to be tactically careful. Gentle.
Oh, no.
Gentle. Gently does it now. Squeeze the bottle.
Squeeze it. Ugh!
Bon appetit. Right. I would love to. Bread, Jemima. Not you.
We need to get the bread.
Yes, yeah, you. Get you the bread.
You are the bread.
Okay. Well, she's. Why is she putting? No. No, you don't put bread butter on both sides.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Come on,
go now. Shut up.
What's wrong?
Carry on. This is ridiculous. Right, yep. Say yep. Puncher.
Yep.
Right.
Why am I being hit?
The salty is...
Place it on.
I'm just going to put it on. Oh, for...
Stop hitting it. Yeah!
We need to cut it.
Oh.
Cut it in half.
Okay, Evie, cut it.
Can I have a knife?
There you go. Right.
Will, you have to take a bite, not with your hands.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
sorry
on my hands.
Ah! Right.
Time for a bite. No hands.
Oh, gosh.
Go face down.
My foot!
I wanted to do this in action.
I don't like you guys. Thank you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching this episode. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.